although we've been so focused on the Calgary Flames giving the Vancouver Canucks such a hard time, it's also the beginning of the event running season. We had the Vancouver Sun Run last weekend, one of the world's most popular 10Ks, and coming up next Sunday, May 3rd, the most popular new emerging force in running on this side of the continent. It's the BMO Vancouver Marathon, an event that really has grown a lot, especially over the last half decade. It's much more than a marathon. And although we're a week away, the buzz among the running and active living community is definitely there. And we have Charlene Krepakavich, the executive director of the Vancouver Marathon Society, and my old buddy from the days at Orca Bay Sports and Entertainment, the Dorgmeister General, Dave Dorigi, a member of the board of directors of the BMO Vancouver Marathon, of course, a former top executive at Orca Bay Sports and Entertainment, Canuck Sports and Entertainment, Vancouver 2010, you name it. Charlene, Dave, this is a very fun time of year because you've got the event just around the corner, but it really is, Charlene, more than just a marathon. This has become a real active living festival that really kicks off Thursday at the new Vancouver Convention Center.
That's right. Yes. Thank you for having us. Yeah, May 3rd is the ultimate sports day for runners. It's the crown jewel, the only marathon in Vancouver. And so, like you said, it is more than a marathon. The BMO Vancouver Marathon is a marathon, a half marathon, a new marathon relay, an 8-kilometer event, as well as a fantastic kids run. And we call it Marathon Weekend because things kick off at the convention center on Thursday night, and we've got a jam-packed expo filled with over 100 exhibitors who are going to show runners and locals and visitors all kinds of new products and services that are available to them. So it's really, of course it's a marathon, it's our marquee event, but it's much more than that for this community.
Dave, why do you think the BMO Vancouver Marathon has grown so much? I know that you've talked about the redesign of the course, which has really gone over so well, but what do you think stands out as to why this is now one of the more recognized marathons in North America?
I think you just have to go for a walk around the seawall or go walk around Spanish Banks and open your eyes and take a look at how beautiful Vancouver is. So there are dozens of marathons around North America, but there are no cities that have got the scenery that you can run by, that you can take in, that you can just be swept away by the fresh air. And this city has so much, it's such a fantastic city. It should be celebrated by a fantastic marathon and by a fantastic new course that we have.
Now, you've done so much in the business of sport here in Vancouver, Vancouver 2010, back to our days at Canuck Sports and Entertainment. What got you involved in the marathon outside of being a passionate runner yourself?
Well, it's mainly being a passionate runner. I mean, I ran the marathon the first time in 1986, that was a fantastic year when we had Expo here. And I've watched the marathon evolve and grow, and with the new course, it just became irresistible to become more involved. And I love running. I want to encourage people to run. It's a positive aspect of my life, and I want more people to run.
Now, Charlene, the focus, of course, the big day that everybody looks forward to is the Sunday, May 3rd. It's we call it game day, you call it race day. But really, such an important part of this is what you've built with the Health and Lifestyle and Sport Expo, which gets underway on Thursday. Now, if I'm getting this right, you really are going to have a footprint 3 times the size that you've previously had. Explain the growth of that. Why are people so engaged, and why are exhibitors targeting your event in such a big way?
Well, a couple of reasons. There's been a bit of a running boom in the industry. A couple of running booms. So there was a running boom back in the early 1980s. And then now, again, there's a second wave of runners. And this has really been primarily within the half marathon segment. And so our event has got a cap of 10,000 runners in the half marathon segment. And for the last few years, we've, reached that target over and over again. So that half marathon segment has grown, and it's been fueled by women. The growth has been fueled by women. We've seen more and more women running than ever before. And of course, the marathon is strong. We cap that at 5,000. So we have a very diverse audience, and big brands like to engage with this audience, and the expo allows them to do that. So we've got health products, of course, shoes and apparel and food and exercise equipment, and even lifestyle products. Brands are coming to showcase their products and get them in front of this very active and affluent lifestyle audience.
Well, with so many more women considering the BMO Vancouver Marathon a destination for them, it explains why Dave Dorgie is involved as a member of the board of directors. But you know what? Forbes magazine and CNN have also given the event quite a bit of love. Explain some of the more recent recognition that you've gotten from those obviously established North American media agencies.
Right, both of them recognize the BMO Vancouver Marathon as one of the top 10 destination marathons in the world. And destination marathon is a big deal. A lot of our runners will come from other parts of North America or from Japan, from around the world. And they don't come here just for the day. They come here for 3 or 4 days or for a week. And it has a real economic benefit to the city of Vancouver and to Vancouver tourism.
Now, Dave, from a business point of view, from a marketing point of view, from a sponsorship point of view, how important are those kinds of endorsements domestically in terms of driving additional community support, corporate support for the event?
I think that they're very important. I think that when you think of marathons, you think of the Boston Marathon, which took place last week. You think of the New York City Marathon. We'd like to be up there with them. We'd like to be a world-class marathon, and to be considered that, those endorsements go a long way to helping us.
We're talking to member of the board of directors of the Vancouver Marathon Society, Dave Dorgie, and the executive director of the BMO Vancouver Marathon, Charlene Krepakavich. As executive director, that says a lot about the event. You're a not-for-profit event. You rely so much on the corporate partnerships and other community partnerships. What are the ones that really stand out to you as helping make the event sing?
Yeah, we're really lucky. As a nonprofit organization, we've had some tremendous partners over the last several years. BMO Bank of Montreal is our title sponsor, and they've been with us now for 8 years, and they're wonderful. They've contributed to the event. They bring a couple hundred volunteers. They get their executives involved. They're really an incredible community partner. We also have Running Room and Saucony as two long-standing partners, well-established in the community. This year also, we brought on Chevron, Steve Nash, BMW, and Air France actually have also joined us this year as corporate partners. But in addition to the corporate end of things, we also rely on hundreds of suppliers and community groups who come out and volunteer. We will have upwards of 4,000 volunteers out on race weekend, and that's a small army. And we certainly couldn't do this, put on this event without 4,000 volunteers. So we rely heavily on the corporate support, but we also rely heavily on the community support. And we see this as really a celebration of sport and a reason for communities to get together.
Charlene Krepakavich, Dave Dorgie, 150 exhibitors are going to be on board, 3 times the space at the new Vancouver Convention Center. That's really an opportunity for everybody, not just registered race participants, but everybody who cares about sport, active living, their own health, their wellness, is to be able to check that out beginning on Thursday.
Yeah, I think if somebody was interested in learning more about marathoning, maybe they're not going to run this year, but they're thinking, maybe I'll run next year. I think that might be an opportunity for them to come down. There's speakers every hour on the stage. Like you said, there'll be plenty of things to do and see. And so it's not just for the registered runners, but if you want to come down, you're welcome to join us and learn a bit more about marathoning and more specifically the BMO Vancouver Marathon.
Well, listen, I know you guys got a lot of running to do over the course of the next week or so. Thanks for everything that you're doing to sort of build another pillar in the community. Obviously, the Vancouver Sun Run, the BMO Vancouver Marathon, all part of the brand of Vancouver. And certainly active living is so reflected in everything that you're doing. So keep up the great work and good luck on race day.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for having us.
That is Charlene Krepakavich, the executive director of the BMO Vancouver Marathon, and Dave Dorgie, longtime buddy and, of course, a former associate at what is now Canuck Sports and Entertainment, worked with me on the Grizzlies project, on the sponsorship side, and of course, went on to work on Vancouver 2010. Obviously, a lot of work involved in putting an event on and make it seem as seamless and as integrated as the kind of job that they're doing with the BMO Vancouver Marathon.